This is another episode of the R3 podcast, which is Real Raw Relevant. It is a podcast where we talk about all kinds of things that are real, all kinds of things that are raw, and all kinds of things that are relevant. I think that you were 3 years old, buddy, whenever you were on the podcast the last time. And so I've got my son, which I always get excited about because it's what I call the Ask Oliver segment.
Because I'm four.
Yeah, because now you're four and clearly...
Big four.
Hey, get a little closer to the mic.
Yeah, okay. I am big.
Ollie is big four. Okay, so dude...
Okay!
What has changed in your life since the last time that you were on the podcast? What are some new stuff that you're doing? What did you do the other day? Like, what is the new thing that you did the other day?
Asking you questions?
No. What did we do at home? What did we do at home that you did the other day?
Ride my bike.
You rode the bike. Yeah, dude. So what was that like? Whenever you were trying to take off and do it on your own, what were you telling yourself?
Like asking you to do it, but I thought it.
Yeah, but remember when you couldn't do it by yourself? What were you telling yourself?
To do it by myself.
Yeah, what? But not be a... No, not be a quitter, right? Remember you were telling yourself that, right?
Yeah, I was telling myself don't give up.
Don't give up. Yeah, yeah. So whenever you started riding your bike and...
I was on the rocks and I fell.
You fell on the rocks? I remember that. Did it hurt?
No.
No, it didn't hurt? So you just kind of shook it off and it was no big deal?
I was crying.
Well, you didn't... I mean, you cried for like 2 seconds. Yeah. It was pretty cool. So what are you learning about in school right now?
We're going to be on W.
Hey, let's stop the fidgeting, dude. So W, what words start with W?
Wheel.
Wheel?
No,
that's good.
Whale.
Whale. You're a little bit country, buddy. Kind of like your daddy, and like wheel and whale sound the same.
Like why?
Why?
When?
That's a good
where?
One. Where?
Why?
Why, where, when? I like all of those.
That's in Oliver's book.
That's in Oliver's book? Yes. Oliver the Owl, right? And
when, where's, who's, and why's.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes out exploring and tries to find out why, when, where, how.
When, where, hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
That's a good book. What's your favorite book?
Oliver the Curious Owl.
Oliver the Curious Owl. I like that. What was the book that I brought into my meeting recently? The Places You'll Go. What's your favorite part of that book?
The beginning.
The beginning. Okay. That's very vague. I like that. That's what we call a political answer. Right? Because you just vaguely answer and you feel like you have an answer to the question. Oliver is eating chips right now, so if you're not watching this and you are listening to it, it's probably more ASMR than anything else, which is a lot of fun.
Okay.
Hey, I have another question for you. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about school?
About learning.
Learning? Yeah, what are you learning about? Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Yeah, nice job. That's pretty cool. Who's on the penny?
George Washington.
No, George Washington's not on the penny.
Who is he?
Who freed the slaves?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. I'm sure that everybody's seeing me mouth that, but he knows it.
Dad, do you remember Trump or Donald?
Donald Trump? You remember Donald Trump? Yeah, we're going to get some heat for that. I like that, though.
Why did Donald Trump is he on?
What is Donald Trump on?
Yeah, what, penny or a nickel?
He's not on any money right now, but if I had to imagine, if he ever got himself on some currency, it would be a $1 billion bill. Yeah.
$1 billion mil?
Yeah. So what's your favorite thing about living in the United States?
About being just me.
Being just you? I like that. In the United States, you get the opportunity to be just you, right?
Yep.
Yeah. What did you guys do in chapel today?
We did Dr. Seuss.
You did Dr. Seuss in chapel today? That's such a coincidence. That's crazy.
It was the dance.
You did the dance? What kind of dance did you do?
A fish one.
A fish one?
It was Dr. Seuss.
Was it one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish?
No.
What? What other Dr. Seuss book is there with fish? What have I not learned?
You weren't there, so you didn't know.
That is correct. But what dance did you do? What book was it about?
We did this.
That's pretty cool. But what Dr. Seuss book was it based on? Was it one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish?
No, it was yellow, but we didn't do yellow. Okay.
Gotcha.
So what are we doing today?
What are we doing today? You want to ask me a question? Ask me a question.
What favorite dinosaur is you?
That was from the last podcast. My favorite dinosaur probably is still the Velociraptor because it's a very smart dinosaur. And then I like the little arms of the T-Rex. That's pretty cool.
What else dinosaur is your favorite?
No, Velociraptor, Velociraptor and the T-Rex. Those are my two favorite.
Ask
what about
me,
you? What's your favorite dinosaur?
A Velociraptor.
Are you going to direct me how to do my podcast? That's what we're doing?
Yep, because they're super smart.
Velociraptors are super smart?
Like 60 smart.
If you had to be a dinosaur, what would you be as a dinosaur?
I would eat people.
No, people weren't around when dinosaurs were around. So you would, like, eat other animals, I guess. Yeah.
Like, good people?
No, we don't. Good people don't get eaten. Right?
Only bad people?
Well, maybe.
No, like.
I mean, that would be like a Dexter concept.
I was saying of people like a dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, we don't hurt people, right?
Why was there dinosaurs in our world?
I have no idea, but that is a profound question, my son. Why do you think there was dinosaurs in the world?
Because they were first on the world.
Maybe.
Because we were last on the world. We were after the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Now they got extinct.
How did they get extinct? How did that happen? Tell me more about that.
They got shot.
But by what?
By Samaritans?
By a meteor? Yeah. That's what people tell us. That's what we think happened, right? Yeah.
Now we're on this earth.
Yeah, now we're on this earth. What is your, now that we're on this earth, and I know that you and I are both Christ followers, what is your favorite Bible story?
About God.
About God, but what about God? Like, what's your favorite Bible story? Is it Moses?
Moses.
Well, is it actually Moses? Okay, what happened with Moses? What did he do?
He let go of the slaves. I mean, the slaves are bad.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. So he stood up to the Pharisees and got the slaves out of Egypt, right? That's a pretty cool memory, dude.
Was that a long time ago he was on our earth?
That was a very, very long time ago.
He was on our earth?
Yeah.
Like the real earth that we're on?
The real earth.
That we're on?
Mm-hmm.
They were on this earth?
We are on this earth. The crazy thing is this earth spins very, very fast and we don't fall off.
No.
Which is what causes people to think that the earth is flat, which is just insane.
Okay. Cool.
Cool, man. So,
Really cool.
to kind of finish things up, because I want to make sure our segment is always clear, concise, and short. What is it that whenever you grow up, what is it that you want to do?
Be a cowboy?
You want to be a cowboy? That is a great goal, because I think
Yeah.
on the last podcast, if I remember correctly, you wanted to be a pirate, and now you want to be a cowboy, right?
Yeah.
So as a cowboy,
Dad.
what do cowboys do?
The ride on horses?
They ride on horses, but what do they
Dad,
do?
what do you want to be when you grow up?
Whoa, what do I want to be when I grow up? I think that I want to be your dad when I grow up. I always want to
Why?
be your dad and
What if you could
Eloise's
be
dad.
like a cowboy with me?
I would love to be a cowboy. We could buy some land in Montana and like rope some cows, and
Oh, yeah, that would be super fun.
that would be super fun.
But how do we stay on when we're on a horse or roping a
Well, you got to hold
cow?
on to the horse and make sure that you don't fall off, right?
Yeah, but how are we gonna hold on?
Well, so you've got the reins. We got to get you on a horse, dude, because like it is a lot of fun to ride a
You mean a
horse.
rope that just
Yeah,
keeps
so
them going?
you sit on the horse and you get your hands in the reins and you hold on
And then
to,
you do this and then.
yeah, and then whenever you want the horse to go, you kick your heels back, and the horse understands that whenever you kick your heels back, it gets going. And then
Yeah,
whenever you really get on it, and then they start running really fast.
but if we just talk, he won't listen.
Yeah, they don't really understand English.
Yeah, they only stand just like
They understand
this.
horse.
You only stand this.
Yeah. I think we've got some other people in the behind the scenes on the podcast. Ashton and Ben. We'll start with Ashton. What do you want to be when you grow up, Ashton?
Really, I just really want to be the best version of myself. We don't know what that's going to bring right now. There's going to be lots of ups and downs, but hopefully we have a great time and towards the end goal, we start seeing the final picture.
Yeah. If you guys,
Dad,
what?
you know what I want to be when I grow up? I want to be a cowboy podcast.
You want to do a cowboy podcast? Like, dude, you could do a podcast about like the PBR rodeo and interview
Yeah,
all
we
of the
could
people
just
that
do it
are.
with us, like cowboy, like just me and you being a cowboy.
Yeah, I like that. I do want to mention that, like, and we mentioned Ashton on the Legendary Real Estate podcast, but this kid is 18 years old, guys. 18 years old. He
He's
blew
18.
My freaking brain out of my head, just right out my nostrils, out my earlobes, all of the things.
Earwax.
Yeah, dude, he came into my office the other day and was like, I should have been graduating high school today. And that absolutely just blew my brain right out of my eyeballs, because it was amazing. What do you've asked me that? Honestly,
Dad, what do you want to drink?
what do I want to drink?
When you get like older.
I want to drink like water that hydrates my body.
Or like Gatorade.
Gatorade is good.
Like red Gatorade that can make you feel better.
Red Gatorade that can make you feel better. I did. That's honestly, that's a really good, just,
Question?
no, that's a really good question, because without hydration, like we just don't operate super well. So do you care about your health? Like you like to run outside and play. What do you think
Or
that,
like ride on my bike.
yeah, ride on your bike. What do you think the sport is that you're going to do whenever you get older? What's going to be the sport that you think you're going to be good at? Is it going to be soccer, baseball,
No,
football?
it's a
Dude, you're
riding.
chilling like a
It's
villain
a
right now.
riding contest.
So you're going to be like, you're going
How
to be a
about
bike rider?
like in a bike rider class?
So you're going to be like Lance Armstrong? Sorry, I sneezed.
You mean Neil Armstrong?
Neil Armstrong was on the moon. There's no relation.
Then he died.
No, Neil Armstrong, I think, is actually still alive. Ashton, is Neil Armstrong still alive?
Neil Armstrong actually died in 2012 on August 25th.
Whoa.
I was right.
You were right. Wow. I didn't know that. I thought he was still alive. Oh, no. You know what I'm thinking of?
What?
Buzz Aldrin is still alive. So Buzz Aldrin was also on the moon with Neil Armstrong. And you know that your favorite character, Buzz Lightyear, is actually inspired by Buzz Aldrin?
Buzz!
Yeah? That's pretty cool, huh?
Buzz!
So what is your favorite TV show right now?
Like Space Rangers.
Space Rangers?
I mean like
You don't know what to say?
The new Buzz Lightyear.
The new Buzz Lightyear is a pretty good movie. Yeah.
My pretty good TV show is
I think you like Bob the Builder, right?
No, I like Dino Truck.
Dino Truck! Tell me about Dino Truck. What is that show about?
About being good.
It's about being good? No,
it's about building.
It's about building stuff?
They're really good at building.
Yeah. Are they actual dinosaurs or are they trucks? Which one are they?
They're dinosaur trucks.
They're dinosaur trucks. Okay. What happens in that show?
Their tail has a bomb on it.
Their tail has a bomb on it? That's pretty crazy, dude. What does the bomb do? What does the bomb do?
It hits the velociraptors.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
You're like, boom.
All right. Well, this has been the look in the mind of Oliver Reeves Fitzpatrick.
Yeah!
Okay, that's going to end it right there. Thank you so much. We love our listeners.
Yeah!
All right, you're going to blow somebody's eardrums out that has AirPods in their ear. Thank you guys so much. This is going to be a segment that I try to do regularly because...
Yeah!
Oliver, that's enough, dude. I want to see my kids' answers as we move through the years and just see how things change, see the man that he becomes. I'm going to have Eloise on the podcast at some point. If you guys go back on the Facebook page and look at the podcast from the first time that he did it, there's some answer changes that have happened, and I think it's going to be kind of cool to go through year by year and see how things change with Oliver. And he's in the background just losing his mind right now. He's eating chips and he's doing a lot of cool stuff. So love you guys. We're going to have a lot of great guests on this podcast. We got some great guests coming up and we're just really excited about putting out a lot of content. Thank you so much. And we love you.